USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's critically important, it's critically urgent, and it needs to happen now.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown strongly advising residents to stay home as cases of the coronavirus climb. In New York, a statewide order to stay home takes effect on Sunday.
There will be a civil fine and mandatory closure for any business that is not in compliance.
Governor Andrew Cuomo. California's shelter-in-place order took effect on Friday. Illinois and Connecticut are also implementing similar policies. Reports of a nationwide quarantine are being denied by the White House. Top Pentagon officials and the acting Homeland Security Secretary say the rumors are false. No martial law is being declared or any kind of a nationwide lockdown. The head of the National Guard said on Twitter, there's been no such discussion. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
With tens of millions of Americans facing immediate financial hardship, talks are resuming in the Senate. They're rushing to pass a $1 trillion economic stimulus bill. The Republican-crafted package would send money directly to Americans based on income and family size, up to $1,200 per person. In London, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has ordered all pubs, restaurants, and gyms closed. America's borders, north and south, are now sealed to all but essential traffic. Medical officials are now warning people to be aware of miracle cures that are on social media. NIH Director Anthony Fauci says the race continues to find a vaccine, and that includes testing some drugs that are already on the market.
There is not a proven, and that's the underlying word, a proven treatment or prevention. However, there's some anecdotal information that one or two of these may possibly have some benefit.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As the coronavirus continues to spread, doctors and scientists are searching for a cure. Dr. David Ho is leading a team of researchers at Columbia University hoping for a cure. On MSNBC, he was asked if it would be faster to use a current drug against the novel coronavirus.
Yes, for a licensed drug, then we could immediately apply it. But some of the drugs that are not yet licensed but have gone through human testing, for example, there's another drug called Remdesivir, which is being tested. The rationale behind that usage is, in fact, higher in that Remdesivir has been shown to have activity against the SARS coronavirus, which is highly related to COVID-19, and also against another coronavirus called MERS. And there are two large clinical trials that are ongoing in mainland China, and we should have readout in the near future. And if that should work, that drug could certainly be scaled up reasonably quickly. But repurposing a drug to be an effective agent against COVID-19, we would have to be very, very lucky. I think the most effective drugs are going to be newly discovered, and that's going to take time. As we previously discussed, that's likely to take a year, 18 months, or even 2 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.